Firstly, I would like to begin by saying that I am not a saint. I have my faults. But surely some of my ideas and some of my actions show that why I, above others, should stay, be kept in this balloon. I stand up against Gandhi, Marx, Peel, and Luther with equal footing and measure.
If I had never existed, Emmeline Pankhurst may not have gained the right for women to vote. Margaret Thatcher may have never become Prime Minister, and feminism may not have existed. I formulated ideas that not only challenged social injustice and changed society, but also changed the individual's opinions and views. My ideas provided a base for others to build upon and lasted through others.
During the 1700s, the question of equal rights for men resulted in lively debate, while the position of women remained unquestioned and unchallenged, and the notion of women's rights ignored. I was determined to change this. My own background shaped my views, and during the early Industrial Revolution, I started to promote the rights of women through my writing. In 1792, my book, Vindication on the Rights of Women, which advocated equality of the sexes, was published. I objected to how women were considered helpless, just another adornment to the household and treated as an object rather than a person in their own right.
I formulated the idea that women should not only be given the same civil and political rights as men, but also the right to choose an elected representative of their own. I pushed forward the idea that women should be taught skills, so if they were widowed, they would be able to be self-sufficient and independent. In addition, marriage, I argued, should have love, companionship, and friendship as its basis, and not just be a means to an end, being entered into merely out of a necessity just because a woman could not live her life independently.
But my views were not directed solely towards the men. I expected women to change too. I tried changing how women thought of themselves, and I pressed for women to strive to have an education equal to that of the men in society. I felt this could help women achieve a sense of self-respect and a new image that meant they could put their strength to good use and have the independence and equal standing. I once said, strengthen the female mind by enlarging it, which in 1792 was quite revolutionary. But then it was quite a time of revolution, n'est-ce pas?
In the 18th and 19th centuries, the concept of men's sexuality was accepted, but not that of women. I revealed that women too had a need for companionship and should be allowed the freedom to express their sexuality. Due to these forward-thinking ideas, I was shunned by my peers. To some people, instead of being remembered for my forward-thinking views of women's rights, I was considered too much of a radical and even more as a taboo subject for demanding sexual freedom for women.
Feminists of the 19th century, in a more conservative era, wouldn't admit my influences openly. These feminists gained more ground by limiting their agenda, whereas I seemed to have asked too much too quickly. So it was to modern feminists such as Simone de Beauvoir who developed and reused some of my ideas in her own writing, such as her opinions on marriage. And because she was freely able to express these ideas, they were accepted by many, showing clearly that I was way ahead of my time. My ideas could easily relate to modern day views. Put simply, without my beliefs, the feminist movement for equality and autonomy would have never proceeded. The seeds that blossomed into female emancipation would never have been sown. Take today, for example. Women, if even permitted at this debate, would be dressed extremely conservatively and expected to keep their opinions to themselves.
Yes, Gandhi changed society with his emphasis on non-violence. Martin Luther sought independence from the clutches and control of the Catholic Church. Feel free to throw me out of this balloon. But if you feel the injustice and sheer human waste representing an entire gender, then recognise the importance of what I started. Without me, all women might be deprived of an education and a basic human right of expression.